Acts chapter 3 is where we're going to be this morning. Last fall, Davian Only, he's a Florida teenager, became the national poster child for adopting older foster children. He was going church to church, speaking on his own behalf for adopting older children. His story went viral, with support from an ABC News Person of the Week feature and live interviews on The Today Show and The View. What he was hoping for was to be adopted. What he was hoping for was life change. He thought, if only I could be adopted, my life would change. Sadly, it was not ultimately the life change that he needed. The life change Davian needed is the life change all of us at one time has needed. A life change made possible by Jesus. A life change caused by the name of Jesus on the basis of faith after repentance. Let's read together Acts chapter 3 verses 1 through 10. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour in the hour of prayer. And a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms. But Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, "Look at us." And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up. And immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. With a leap he stood up right and began to walk, and he entered the temple with him, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they were taking note of him as being the one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Life change is caused by the name of Jesus. Life change is not always what we think we want, but it is always what we need. It was 3 p.m. Peter and John were among the many going to the temple to pray. It was a prime time for people to go, with the evening sacrifice coinciding with that time to pray. So a lot of the people of Jerusalem were going to the temple to pray. Rabbis taught that there were three important aspects to the Jewish faith: the Torah, God's Word, God's law; worship, which is what they were doing, going to do as they went to pray; and showing kindness or charity. And so that's why people like this lame man was there. It was a time to tap into people's kindness. It was probably also a time to tap into their guilty consciences. Because here they had been all day long. Who knows how they had treated this guy before. But now, because they're going to church, or they're just come from church, they're going to treat him better. So he's there to receive alms. When Peter and John come along, he asked them for money, for alms. Peter said, "Money I don't have, but this I do. Look at us." And the lame man looked at him, and Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." In the name of Jesus Christ, your life will be changed. Now let me tell you, we live in a day-to-day when names don't mean anything. We have musical names, we have names that absolutely are an act of creation, a creative mind. But in this time, names meant something. For the name conveyed the attributes, the character, and the purpose of the person. The attributes of Jesus is that he is eternal. He is holy. He is the anointed Messiah. He is fully God, sovereign over everything and over everyone. His character is that he is holy, blameless. He is perfect in all ways. perfect in always. He is without sin. His purpose for taking on human form was to be the Passover lamb. And that has just happened in the last, within the last, 120 some days. He became the Passover lamb, that atoning sacrifice, the Savior for all mankind. He was fully God, and he was fully man. Peter reaches out his hand. He grabbed the man. But don't you think that the man had to put his hand up? Not only did Peter believe that the name of Jesus could heal him, but the man had to believe that the name of Jesus could heal him. And he grabs the man by the hand. And he jumps up. His feet and his ankles are healed. Here's a man probably 40 years old. From birth had been lame. But not anymore. Because Christ has healed him. The name of Jesus healed him. He could walk. All of this caused by the name. By the name of Jesus. When we were in Bartlesville, the last couple years, I worked for Phillips Petroleum Company. The company had its own phone system. So to call someone within the company, you just dialed the last four numbers of the number. That was their extension number. The phone rang differently if it was a within the company call. I think it was like two short rings versus the normal one ring. So if it was someone calling your desk or your place where you worked and it was within the company, it rang differently so you could tell if it was within the company or outside the company. One day I decided to call a friend from church about something, and I used the company system. I knew his extension, so I called it, got him. He should have known it was not an outside call. He should have known that. When he picked up the phone, he said, "Yes, sir, I'm from the IRS. Now, you've never heard so much stuttering and stammering in all your life. I used the name, but I didn't have its authority. When Peter said, in the name of Jesus, be healed, he used the name and he had the authority of the name. This morning, have you been saved? Have you been transformed by the name of Jesus? There is no other name given among men by which we must be saved. Have you called on the name of Jesus? Calling on his attributes, his character, his purpose for life change. The name of Jesus is not a self-help plan for a better you kind of deal. It's for transformation. It's for making you completely different. It is about rebirth. It's about life change. Life change is caused by the name of Jesus on the basis of faith. Pick up and read with me again in verse 11. While he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them at the so-called portico of Solomon, full of amazement. But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? Or why do you gaze at us as if by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, the one whom you delivered and disowned in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you disowned the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, but put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact of which we are witnesses. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all." Life change is not always what we think we want, but always what we need. Life change happens when faith is placed in the name of Jesus. There is not another name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. After the man gets up, The man stayed with Peter and John. It says that he was leaping and celebrating. His getting up caused quite a stir, don't you think? From what the scripture says, that people came running to see the show. This man is, this one that we know was lame, is now walking and jumping around, and he's whole, he's well. And so Peter takes the opportunity to explain. Peter establishes the relationship between the healing of the man and the proclamation of the death and resurrection of Christ. And Peter made it clear that it was not on account of anything about himself. It was faith in the name of Jesus. It was faith in the name of Jesus. That's what healed the man. His name had such power because the God of the Jews' father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, had glorified Jesus. And faith is what tapped into that power. Peter reminds them of what happened, that Jesus, the one whom you gave over to Pilate, remember? Don't you remember giving him over to Pilate? When Pilate said, oh, let's let him go, and you asked for a murderer? Yeah, that Jesus. On the basis of faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. On the basis of faith in the name of Jesus, life change happens. Do you remember the children's story, The Little Engine That Could? Here's a little bit of it. The little train rumbled over the tracks. She was a happy little train, for she had such a jolly load to carry. Her cars were full of good things for boys and girls. Everything was going fine until the engine broke down just before the big mountain. What were the boys and girls on the other side of the mountain going to do? This engine came by, and that engine came by, but none wanted to help. Finally, a little blue engine came by. When asked to help, the little blue engine said, I'm not very big. They use me only for switching trains in the yard. I've never been over the mountain. But the little blue engine was willing to help. I think I can. And she hitched herself to the little train. She tugged and pulled and pulled and tugged, and slowly they started off. Puff, puff, chug, chug went the little blue engine. I think I can, all the way over the mountain. For the one wanting to be saved, I think Jesus can. I know Jesus can. I know Jesus can save me. Do you think this morning that Jesus can save you? Do you think this morning that if you call on the name of Jesus, that He will save you? That He will take care of you? That whether or not we die, when we die physically, that He will take care of us and have us with Him forever in eternity? Or are you trying to save yourself? It was faith that healed the man, and it is faith that saves you. Have you placed your faith on the name of Jesus? Or have you placed your faith on being a good person? If your accounting of your life, your testimony, does not make mention of when you called on the name of Jesus to be saved, does not mention you placing your faith in Jesus, then are you really saved? Are you really saved? The lame man was not healed, and then he had faith in Jesus. He had faith in Jesus, and then he was healed. Life change comes by faith. Life change is caused by the name of Jesus on the basis of faith after repentance. Let's read a little bit more, verse 17. And now, brethren, I know that you acted in ignorance, just as your rulers did also. But the things which God announced beforehand by the mouth of all the prophets, that His Christ would suffer, He has thus fulfilled. Therefore repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that He may send Jesus the Christ appointed for you, whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient times. Therefore, repent and return so that your sins may be wiped out. Life change is not always what we think we want, but always what we need. Life change happens when faith is placed in the name of Jesus after repentance. Without repentance, to say you have faith in Jesus is no more than the demon saying that they believed in Jesus. As Peter goes on preaching, he points out that what had happened to Jesus had been prophesied. What was done to Jesus was done in ignorance. You were just going along with the crowd. What was done? Christ would suffer. And so Peter's plea to all is, repent now, and come back to God so that your sins might be wiped away. Remember, they're at the temple. The people are there trying to keep the law. The plea to the people was to quit trying to be good enough and instead depend totally on Jesus. They were to have a complete change of mind, turning from their rejection of Christ and turning to God. That is repentance. I was amazed the first time my dad ever got an old model pickup, manual transmission, started by rolling it off, by pushing it off. I just thought, how in the world did you know how to do that? Well, if you don't know how that works, the first step is when the driver gets in and he turns the key to the on position, he puts the transmission in about second gear and pushes in the clutch, and either gravity begins to take over or for somehow or another, as the truck gets rolled along, when the truck's gained a little bit of speed, the driver lets the clutch out and it turns over the engine and he pushes the clutch immediately back in and the truck's running. I thought, how in the world did you do that? Well, did you catch what the first step I said was? That the driver turned the key to the on or run position. And if all you were watching and all you saw was the truck rolling, you really couldn't tell if it was running or not. Repentance is that first step to salvation. If you say you have faith in Jesus, but no repentance, just like the demons who said, I believe in Jesus. If your accounting of your life, your testimony does not include a time when you came to repentance, are you not like that truck rolling along but not running? The call to take up your cross, to die daily and follow Jesus, is a call to repent first of living for yourself. Take up your cross and die to yourself. Then it is a call to turn from going your own way. To repent is to love Jesus so much that you obey him in all of your life. In all of your life. Some have to reach rock bottom or the end of themselves before they come to this point of repentance. Have you repented? Are you ready to repent? Life change is not about or caused by baptism. Life change is not caused by or brought about by church membership, even though those two things have importance in a secondary way. Life change is about coming to the name of Jesus on the basis of faith after repentance. Have you done that? Have you done that? When you walk out of this place today, are you going to be able to say to yourself and say to the Lord, I know that I'm a child of yours because I've believed on the name of Jesus, I've placed my faith in him, and I have repented of trying to go my own way. Do you know Jesus this day? Has there been life change?